We look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
Really, though.
And you emptied yourself here. And you left it all here because it's temporary and you got a moment, you know.
Right.
So I want to be in this thing until, you know, I'm out of energy, till I don't have nothing left to contribute.
You know, I think that you come to look at your life at a certain point, and you got to be comfortable with what you see. You know what I mean? The facades wear off and everything comes to the surface, and it's just who you really are. And you finally probably can see it. And I think that it's hard to look at if it's not something that you're proud of. And that's one of the things that definitely, in them lonely hours, in them old ages, you know, I think eat at people.
My biggest mistake, not trusting my instincts sometimes. As a man, we so logical and we so driven by logic and so driven by facts that sometimes we can't move without facts. But if you got trust in your gut and you got trust in your instinct, and you learn that as you grow older and you mature, that sometimes you don't need facts. You could just go off your gut and how you feel about things.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So just being confident in, I don't need confirmation. If I feel it, I trust how I feel. I know my intentions is pure. My instincts is like connection to a higher understanding. You don't need the facts all the time. Just go off how you feel. And so I think that I've learned to listen to my gut and my instincts more and be confident in making decisions off.
I think family is way higher on the list of things that are important. Now, There's another element, there's another factor in my decision-making process, and that's my daughter's well-being. And so it was definitely a paradigm shift, you know, in the way I think. Life did a complete perspective change, because now you are accountable. You know what I mean? You're accountable for the well-being of something outside of yourself. You know what I mean? And this is a person. Things can happen that you cannot fix. Take back. You have to seriously protect your kid from certain things. So my whole priorities, perspective, agenda flip-flopped a little bit. I won't say that who I am and what I've done and what I do took a 180 degree turn, but my priorities and my perspective definitely did. And
this thing I learned from a woman is just, you know, the power of the heart. You know what I'm saying? Just to see that work in their life and how that turns out. Like my grandmother, somebody that was always kind to people to the point where you might feel like you gotta protect her. Somebody gonna take advantage of her. She's very kind to people. But then I look at how her life played out. She happy. She ain't got no regrets. She walk around lighthearted and got a glow at 88 and still kicking and smiling. She not like a product of like meanness.
What I know about life is that you gonna hurt yourself. You know, life, especially as a creative, creativity and competition is opposites. You know what I'm saying? And they work against each other creatively. When you had to draw from a blank canvas, you got to draw from your pool of experiences for it to have that thing in it. And you can compete and make something that's like technically good, but it's like a cloned human being. They might have two legs, but it's not the same as a baby that was born from a mama and daddy and it was some love made, and that's a different formula. So I think that to create is like a natural labor, and then to copy or to like compare or compete creatively, you confuse yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because you miss all the dope shit that you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
That only you can do.
If it's worthwhile.
Right.
And you're going to make decisions based on what you care about more. And without even being conscious that you're getting tested, you're going to be getting tested. Mm. And so you're going to have decisions to make. Should I, you know, continue this lifestyle, whether it's shopping clothes, whatever your lifestyle is, or do I got to sacrifice a little bit because I really, really care about this music? it really is important to me. So whatever I gotta do, I'm gonna do it. And that's gonna be them distinguishing decisions, you know what I'm saying? That,
right.
That separate the ones that end up getting it from the ones that don't.
Out of my mom, you know what I'm saying? I went to live with my granny when I was 14. You know, I just was taking care of myself early on. You know, I was doing things to try to get money so I could support myself. I always wanted to do music. That was my first passion before anything. And out of frustration from not having outlets and having studio access.
Social consequence is you have an unstable person in society. Personal consequence is you have an unstable element in your family. And that's the relationship between you and your child. And it's, you know, it's hard to build off of that. And that's unhealthy in my opinion. So, you know what happens. People get out here. The statistics can tell you better than I can tell you, you know, about the social consequences. But I do know that kids that don't have their parents, you know, at certain levels are off balance. Certain levels are, you know, unfulfilled. You know what I mean? So I think that it's definitely a reflection of broken homes, what we see going on in society. You know what I mean? The reflection of households and people that are off balance when you see these crazy things happening in the world.
I want every penny that's mine. I don't want a penny more or a penny less. That's a good way to look at it. You know, I don't want any shine, success that ain't mine. You know what I'm saying? I just want all of mine. So I think that's gonna put you in the mindset of, you know, filtering yourself and challenging yourself.
I be telling my people, like young, ask me for advice and whatnot. You know, I had to take 2 steps back and take 10 forward. But them 2 back hurt. That's painful. That moment right there is gonna be a defining moment. You know what I mean? Where you used to getting treated a certain way, you used to getting received a certain way, and then you step back because of your sacrifice.
Right.
In my case, it was like I stopped hustling. I stopped, you know, making money every day. When you make money every day, it's a different spirit you carry. It's a different way you get treated. It's a different vibe. It's a different charisma you carry. It's a different, like, you know, you get money every day, you spend money every day because you're making it every day. So you just gotta, you got a certain glow about yourself and people respond to that, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then to sit in the studio every day, let alone invest in your equipment, but then sit there for years, you damn near forget you was the man. You damn near forget how people react to you. It ain't nothing but a little bit of brush up you gotta do, but
right. You
almost forget, you know what I'm saying? It affect everything, your confidence, how you look at yourself, but that's the test.
If I don't live by my rules, I know why I failed or why it didn't work. If I live by the rules, though, that I learned in the game that I got, that shit works. It's consistent.
Yeah.
It's just about being disciplined and sticking to the script throughout the whole time. But the rules work. You know, you apply the rules, that shit work.
Yeah.
I saw a group of people that wasn't going to stop. I know that's the formula for success. I saw a group of people that came from somewhere that you don't really get them type of opportunities that they were looking at. Same way I look at it. You don't get these opportunities. I'm going to make this work.
Yeah.
I know that feeling of like, you know, how dare you fumble? How dare you fail?